Oh, Richard is hunting gone fast as he could ride, with his hunting horn tied round his waist and his small sword by his side. He rode till he came to my lady's bower, and he turned at the pin, and none so ready as she herself to rise and bid him in. O light, Earl Richard, she says, O light and stay the night. We shall have cheer with charcoal clear, and the candles burning bright. Well, I will not light, I cannot light, I cannot light at all, for a fairer maiden than 10 of you is waiting now at Richard's hall. He is leant down from his milk-white steed to kiss her ruby cheek. She held a penknife in her hand and wounded him so deep. Oh, lie you there, oh, lie you there, oh, lie there till morn, for a fairer maiden than 10 of me will think long on your coming home. She's called her servants one by one, she's called them two by two. I have a dead man in my bower, I would he were away. Then one has taken him by the hand, and the other by the feet, and they've thrown him in the deep draw well, full 15 fathoms deep. But up there spoke a little bird that sits upon the tree. Go home, you false lady, and pay your maid her fee. Come down, oh my pretty bird that sits on the tree. I have a cage of beaten gold freely I'll give to thee. Go home, you false lady, and pay your maid her fee. For as you have done to Earl Richard, so would you do to me. If I had an arrow in my hand and a bow bent on a string, I'd fire it all at thy proud heart among the leaves so green.